Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
What is new in the case against Brian Koberger? FBI paying a visit to the house that for a lot of us thought was going to be torn down by now, but it is still standing. They recently went through and did some investigative work, it appears, to get a better perspective on that and to also talk about his recent behavior or observations on his behavior in court the other day. Robin Dreek is joining us, retired FBI special agent. Let's start with the house on King Road that was gone into the other day. The boards came off the windows and the doors. They went in. We've heard different things of different scanning equipment being used and such. Can you expand upon that a little bit more as to what exactly they were doing in there the other day? And are they looking for something? Is this in preparation for the upcoming trial? What can you say?
My guess is it's mostly in preparation for the upcoming trial. As we've seen in some of the other cases we've covered, being able to have the jury go through places and experience things firsthand really makes an emotional impact. And since this building is scheduled to be torn down, rightfully so, for the community and the healing process needs to go on, what's most likely going on is, and what we've seen is, they want to be able to reconstruct things, you know, paint the picture virtually for people in the courtroom. So I think they want to be really accurate on where things are at, the way they looked, so they could actually recreate the scene as necessary for the jury in the courtroom when that comes to bear.
That's my guess.
This is such a high profile case in which so many twists and turns in a way of evidence gathering. Hard not to think that place has been scrubbed up and down, literally going with a fine tooth comb to get everything they need out of there. So I don't think they're going for more evidence.
I mean, it almost seems on the surface, if you know nothing about the case, to hear that this one man went into this home, brutally stabbed four people the way he did, and two people in the basement really didn't know much about it. It almost seems like, how is that even possible? How would one person do this? How would he not be overpowered by the group of people that were there? But clearly, whoever did this, if it is indeed Brian Koberger, he wasn't. How important is the layout and painting that picture for the jury so they can really fully understand logistically how this, in fact, could be very possible?
Yeah, it's important to lay it out logistically to show it's possible, but also it's the emotional response. Remember, juries are human beings. Everyone involved in this is going to have an emotional response to the things they've seen. And so when you take photographs and you're putting photographs, you know, of the crime itself, as horrendous as it's going to be, they're going to show bed sheets covered and splattered in blood. I don't even want to go into the graphic detail of it. But that's going to be a small picture like this. But they're going to need to be able to say that happened here. And so they're going to need to be able to give, you know, from the 1 foot level out to about a 15 foot level, a 30 foot level. So you can kind of see the context of the sequence of what they're going to propose Koberger did to move through that house. And so they're going to need to lay that out. And defense is also going to then counter and say, that's impossible. He could have done it like that. So that's why getting an accurate rendering of the place, the movements, the materials, the entrance and exit points, the windows, all this thing is really important to kind of lay a visual impression for the jury.
Is this probably one of the last times they go into the house? Is there anything else that could possibly be gathered? I had asked earlier about evidence in this. Is everything pretty much gathered by this point? Is there anything special that they would be bringing in now to look into anything for DNA or what have you? Or is that all, that's all said and done by now?
I would think it's all said and done. It's our technology and our ability to gather microscopic evidence data points continues to evolve. But from the point where this happened and they first went in there to now, the ability to gather more, I think, is pretty limited. Unless the only thing that prompts a new evidence gathering is if there's new leads that come in that insinuate something that may have been missed behind a wall, under a floorboard, in an attic, that in a nook and cranny someplace. And so that's the only thing that would prompt a new evidence gathering, if a new data point came in of someone saying that, hey, did you think of this, or did you go here and do this? Because at this point, I really think they probably scrubbed behind, up, down, everywhere in this place, because they really had to, because so many people are inside and around this house. They're going to have to be able to differentiate between Koberger's DNA and articles he had with him and everything else in the house, which is going to be extensive, because if there's any shred of doubt of who was in that house, it's going to help the defense out on this. So I think they're going to do all they can, have done all they can. So hard to think that they went in and got more evidence, but if something led them to want to do that, we don't know.
Yeah, and pictures, diagrams, you know, videos, the virtual way that they can show things now. I mean, what I was thinking of very much, we're with a lot of real estate now. When you sell a home, they can go in and create that whole virtual diagram, and you can walk through it. And it's really kind of amazing. I'm assuming maybe some of those things were being done to help paint the picture for the jury. But should the house itself just remain standing until this is done, in case they do want to take the jury there, as they did in the Alec Murdaugh case? Many jurors saying that really was a very impactful moment for them to go and see the actual scene of the crime. Should it be preserved in this case as well?
I was thinking of the Murdaugh case, exactly the same point there. Boy, it's hard to say. Should comes down to the emotions and the pain involved with the families, the schools, and the whole system. Would it help the prosecution? I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it definitely helped the prosecution to be able to have the jurors walk through that house and see it firsthand and relive that moment, because that's what they're going to go for. You know, they have a lot of, I think, really solid evidence, but part of having solid evidence is going to be having an emotional response to that evidence, and nothing brings up an emotional response and being present in the actual place itself. But that's going to be a discussion between all the parties involved, obviously, because there's a lot of other emotions at play, not just the prosecutions in this case.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.